Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and we have a very special guest, our good friend, Larry Collette from St. Albans in Missouri, which is outside of St. Louis. And Larry is a great friend of ours for a long time. We've walked together, and then we do ministry together out of Abide Ministries. And Larry's a board member of our ministry, and very grateful for his wisdom, insight, and heart to seek God. And I know you've been a board member of lots of different things, but we're really privileged to have it. So, Larry, why don't you just give a reminder of everybody of, you know, how many years you've been married, kids, grandkids, and what kind of work you did do, and what the profession you had, and now you're more of a teacher, so we'll talk about that. But just give everybody a kind of update.
Well, thanks, Rich. It's great to be with you as well, you and Kathy, and to be able to share what God is doing in our lives and some of the exciting things that continue to happen. I actually have been a lifelong resident of the St. Louis area, although we currently live in a little sleepy community on the banks of the Missouri River, a little bit outside of St. Louis. And we've been here for almost 30 years now. Mm. And we've really, really enjoyed the opportunity to be here and have access to a metropolitan area, but still be somewhat out in the country, so to speak. As I mentioned, both Sherry and I did grow up in St. Louis. We met each other in seventh grade and were friends throughout high school. Started dating between our freshman and sophomore years of college. We weren't going to the same school, but started dating. And then ended up getting married between our semester breaks of our senior year. There's a long story to that I won't bore you with, but it ended up being caused by my boss at the time. I was working part-time for a relatively small bank in St. Louis, and my boss came to me and said if I would work full-time for him, he would pay the rest of my college tuition and books, which was one semester, but I didn't have any money, so it was.
That was a good offer.
Plus, it gave me an answer to a question that I knew Sherry's dad was going to ask me when we told him we were going to get married, and that was, young man, how are you going to support my daughter?
That's it.
And the time, I was needed every dollar I could earn to get, you know, to get through school, and I'd run out of that as well. But this gave me a chance to have a full-time salary to get through school, and boy, we jumped at it. And within 2 months, we got married and have been married now for over 60 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been, I tell you, the Lord just clearly had a hand in that. There's, at least for me, Sherry may have a little different opinion, but I don't think so. We've really been blessed. We just celebrated that at the end of January, had a big celebration of our anniversary. The previous summer, the Lord had come to me and said, I want you to start planning your anniversary celebration. And my answer was, what celebration? we weren't planning anything other than a little family gathering. But he says, no, I want you to have a good party. I want people to hear more about the endurance that can bless a marriage and how it can be just the greatest event in your life. Well, I was a little confused about that. But nevertheless, I did. And what I found is that, obviously the Lord knows what he's doing. I needed that full 6 months to get it planned. And we ended up making it a celebration around an event that Sherry and I had experienced in our first trip to France, which actually was primary reason for the trip was a retreat that Rich and Linda were having outside of Paris. But when we were in Paris, we had a luncheon at a French restaurant way out in the country, and it was just spectacular. It was turned out to be a four-hour event, about seven courses and on a Sunday, and it was a beautiful day. The French people were out there all dressed up. Their kids were all dressed up. It was, and we just were in awe, not only of the food, but of the people. It was a great experience. So we decided to try to see if we could recreate that for a lot of our friends and family and acquaintances. And that's what we did in the middle of winter. We ended up with 120 people. Rich and Linda spoke. Along with some of our family members, we just had a great, great time. And I tell you, I watch the slideshow every week because it just reminds me of the wondrous nature of God's grace. I look back, first of all, I can't figure out what happened to those 60 years. but I remember all that, so I know it happened. Scripture says life is like a mist, and I really get that. That really makes sense to me. But the 60 years have flown by, and it's been so filled with His grace to Sherry and I. I just cannot grasp it. And I've asked Him, why? Why are you so gracious? And He says, that's the wrong question. He says, just receive it and enjoy it. Because God is just, He's filled in the holes, paved the potholes, got us on track when we got off track, pointed us in the right direction, and followed us all the way, even when we didn't know He was there, even though we knew He was, but we weren't there with Him necessarily. And this has been the greatest experience, and Sherry has been the greatest blessing in my life, and I can't praise the Father enough for letting us be married and have this wonderful time together. So it was the best party we ever threw, or that we ever will throw, and it was exciting to have so many friends, family, people from our church, from our neighborhood, so many there, and I think they all had a pretty good time. Everybody really enjoyed themselves.
Yeah, they really did. That was beautiful. Tell us about the chef, because I know that was something that God kind of put together, because it had to be actually somebody that could understand what you were doing and actually deliver for what you wanted. So how did that come about?
Yeah, that was the biggest issue. How do we replicate a six-course French meal and find a caterer capable of doing that? And we went on the hunt and couldn't find one. Interestingly enough, a caregiver was just going out on the net, and she says, well, try this one. And I looked and said, that's not going to work, but okay. Gave them a call, and they said, we can do it. And I said, well, how do I know that? And they said, well, why don't you come down for a tasting? So we did, and we did it over July the 4th when our son and his family were here. And we went down there, and boy, they did it. I mean, they showed us that they can do it. And it took a long time to get it all together, and told us about each course, what it was made, what it was about, where in France it's the most commonly eaten. And so we said, well, we want you to do that at the event. So he said, I've never done that. So we said, well, now you have. So he was there, and before every course, he came out and spoke about what the course was and how it was made. Really added a lot to it, to the whole event. And of course, we had some delicious French wine that was there, probably different courses. And I don't know what else to add, except that caterer turned out to be one that the site we were using, the venue, it was there, it turned out to be their primary caterer. So everybody was able to work in unison and together, and everything flowed very, very well. Here again, when the Lord said, I want you to get ready and prepared for this, he was really going to prepare it for me, but he wanted me to be involved to some degree.
Yeah. Were those servers from the caterer, or are they from the club that you had there in the area?
The servers were part of the caterers, and that's an interesting point, Rich. We got some feedback from several of them. I got a letter from one who said she had never been to an event like that, and she was so thankful that the Lord was honored and given credit at an event like that. And she thanked me. And I had one of the people who was attending it was a member of our church. He's a retired doctor. He said one of the servers had come up to him after the individual talks that Rich and Linda gave and others, and Sherry and I did, well, I spoke with Sherry there, but and the server asked him, he said, "Do you believe by any of that? Do you believe all of what you heard?" And he looked at him and he said, "I believe every bit of it." Mm. And the guy just sort of stepped back and said, "Wow." You know, so people serving, I think, were touched. I had several people come up and said, "You know, your love story just really touched our hearts." Yeah. And our
marriage. That's beautiful.
And we can see we got a lot of exciting things ahead of us, which is a very interesting observation because, as Rich knows, Sherry's been has had a major health issue now for almost 10 years. And she's in a wheelchair all the time, and she's dependent on care from others to make it through each day. Hmm. But that doesn't bother us. We're still finding every day a blessing and a way of continuing to love and communicate with each other. So the Lord really, I think, accomplished what he wanted to through the event.
Yeah. Yeah. And think, Kathy, they're, you know, they have 120 six course meals.
Wow. That's no small party, Larry.
You know, and you know, the servers were just terrific, and mm-hmm. you know, everything happened just well. And then, you know, there was a great slideshow of Larry and Sherry when they were first married, got married. And then
Were there any pictures of them in the seventh grade when they first met each other? Did you include middle school pictures of when you first met?
I did.
I love it.
We have the school yearbook, and I was able to get the pictures out of those books and into the slideshow. So it covers, actually, we've known each other for almost 70 years. So it covers that
wow.
period when we first
That's
met.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And then they had the, then they had all the kids when they grew up and then, you know, got older, got married and have kids themselves and grandkids. And then each of the kids came and gave a tribute from their viewpoint. And there was some common themes to that. You know, Larry, maybe you could share a little bit about, you know, what they did to honor your legacy. And I can weigh in there as well. But that was kind of a special experience to have your children just, you know, beautifully, and you could tell they were just talking out of their hearts that they lived it. So, you know, any comments that you have, Larry, about what impressed you about that?
The Lord really has a way, at least with our kids, of clearing out their memory of bad pieces. They can only recall really good things. And I'm sitting there listening to this and wondering who they're talking about at times. Yeah. And they all our kids are, as yours are very unique creations. We've Sherry and I enjoyed that. That was exciting to be able to raise them with that understanding and try to follow the course that the Lord was setting for them and the gifts that they had. But they all did really recognize that there was something special about the relationship between Sherry and I and our relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That stuck with them, and they talked about that a lot. And in their own marriages, how important that has become and how they really honor that and aspire to have that in their own marriages as well. And they all had their own unique memories of what life was when they were growing up. But it was a blessing to at least know your kids had some appreciation for their growing up years and for the foundation that they had as they entered their own marriages.
Yeah. Yeah. The one thing that, you know, that I noticed, I got to actually, Lynn and I followed after they talked, they all shared, as they all went through their own stuff, and big decisions or, you know, just major issues of their life, that, you know, they could look at Larry and Sherry, who stood with them, but didn't tell them what to do. It was just, you know, let's go seek God. God will get you through this. We're going to be walking with you. We'll see. We'll get the answer. Don't worry. And then reflected, because it was even something some of them said they weren't fully sure of all that, but then they started to experience it. Mm-hmm. And they all now just say they get to rejoice because of the influence that Larry and Sherry had as follower of Christ. And, you know, she, you know, truly, and you know, Kathy and I have talked about this being a sheepdog, you know, that the glory isn't to Larry and Sherry. It was always to God. And he just said, let us help you find his answer. And that was, that really impressed me. When you can hear it from every one of your kids, and then you can see the actual result of that, it was really, it was quite a moment. It was just a special, touching moment for Linda and I, for sure.
What a beautiful legacy, both for your children and then your grandchildren, to be able to see that lived out and experience it themselves and then pass that on. That's beautiful.
That's interesting, Kathy. I the whole issue of legacy, the older I get, of course, the closer I get to having to leave one. But I've wondered, yes, the Lord, I know the legacy is not going to be worldly things.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we have, fine, but that's not going to last very long. So I asked, what legacy do you want left here? And I heard very clearly him say, the greatest legacy you can leave to your family is me.
That's beautiful.
That it won't be two or three generations, you'll never be remembered. Maybe your name will come up once in a while, but no one's going to remember you. But they can have me for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, and Rich too, you and Linda need to know this, a lot of the influence, strong influence that Sherry and I had came out of the ministry, out of the Abide Ministries, and your teaching and our time together and our fellowship together and all the things we witnessed and learned together and grew up experiencing together. I mean, they're so exciting, but the family that was assimilated into our family. Mm-hmm. And to our desire to share that with them. And I mean, we just all nurtured and supported, still do, each other in ways that allow that fruit to come out of our marriage.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was such a wonderful celebration. And it was an honor. And there were tears of joy and everywhere of being able to go walk through the relationship and the marriage and the 60 years and the legacy, and then you get to have the kids reflect that. So it wasn't just said, it was real. And then all the people that came, to honor you. And that kind of surprised you, didn't it, Larry? Because you originally, you weren't expecting for that thing to get this, that got big.
Yeah, I thought, well, we'll have it for about 50 people. And our youngest daughter said, Dad, there's no way. And so I started putting a tentative list together of people I thought would want to come. And so I had it up to about 75 or 80. And I thought, well, that's a lot more. Half of them will probably show. So 50 might still work. Well, we ended up 130, and 120 were there.
Wow.
It really grew and grew. And, as I mentioned, it's the biggest party we've ever thrown or will throw, but the best as well.
Mm.
And I know we spent a lot more than Sherry's dad spent for our wedding, but but that's all.
Yeah. Well, we rejoice with you, Larry. And Kathy, it was truly a remarkable celebration.
It
was all to the glory of God, all of it, you said that the legacy, and that's kind of, I love that. And I'm going to actually pick that up. And, God said, your legacy is really me. And that's kind of that simple, really. And what a joy if we can fulfill that by living with God and reflecting that, which is what you did. And everybody noticed it and gave honor to that as they gave honor to God. So Heavenly Father, we lift up our brother Larry and Sherry, and we just honor them for 60 years of beautiful marriage and the reflection of building a legacy that is simply you. What a privilege that is. What a joy that is. What a exciting life that they've had and do have, as is reflected still in their hearts right now. Even with Sherry's health issues, there's a joy there. And Larry has certainly been a faithful husband and a faithful servant to make it joyful for her and for himself. So we just lift that up. Thank you for the privilege of Linda and I having to join that celebration and remember how beautiful it is. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Larry. It is always a pleasure to have you on. Such a beautiful, beautiful story you have, you and Sherry. So thanks again, listeners, too, for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. Thank you. See you.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.